Hi there. The word for you today is, take it to the Lord. In John 9, verse 3, reading from the New Living Testament, we find the words, so that the power of God could be seen in him. Here's the story. One day Jesus encountered a blind man, and immediately his disciples began to discuss the reason for the man's condition or problem. They asked Jesus, was this man's blindness the result of his own sins or the sins of his parents? Jesus answered, no. He was born blind so that the power of God could be demonstrated in his life. I want you to notice four lessons in this story. First, the disciples were eager to attribute the guy's problem to his sin. And you know what? Satan does that. He'll try to convince you that because of your sin, you're disqualified from God's grace, but you're not. The truth is, God does not consult your past to determine your future. His mercies are new every morning. Isn't that great? Notice something else. When Jesus healed him, the neighbors were more interested in debating than in celebrating, and not a lot has changed. They asked, isn't this the man who used to sit and beg? Well, some said he was, and others said no. Here's a third thing you'll notice in the story. The man's healing failed what you could call the religiosity test, because the Pharisees said in verse 16, this man Jesus, who healed him, was working on the Sabbath day. Religious people will always have them, huh? And number four, an important lesson. Even the man's parents weren't free to praise God because verse 22 says, anyone saying Jesus was the Messiah would be expelled from the synagogue. So here's the picture. To the neighbors, he was a misfit. To the church leaders, he was a topic of debate. To his parents, he was an embarrassment, a problem, and a social stigma. So the Bible says they threw him out. End of story. Thank God, no. Verse 35 and 39 of John chapter 9 says, Jesus went and found him and said, I came so that those who have never seen will see. So instead of rehashing your problem and listening to other people's opinions, take it to the Lord in prayer. When you share it with others, well, the best you'll get is sympathy. But when you share your problem with Jesus, you get a solution. Okay? That's the word for you today.